Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites, Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. Today, I want to teach you all about red light therapy. I'm so excited to introduce the director of marketing from Juve, and this is Wesley Feifner. So, Wesley, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Dr. K, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Doing great. Hopefully I said your last name correctly. Feifner.
You did. You did. A lot of people always say either Pifner or Fifner.
And Juve is a company that has light therapy products for all kinds of purposes, performance, recovery, health and wellness. And I've become obsessed with red light therapy recently. And I thought it would be so good for our listeners to learn about all the different kinds of red light, how to know if they're working with a good red light company and why they should incorporate into their whole, you know, wellness regimen. So tell me a little bit about what is red light and why do we need it?
That's a great question. And to really understand that, I believe you have to start at really what is the base mechanism of light in general. And this is what was helpful for me, because when I first heard of this concept of red light, that it could help, you know, boost cellular energy and help heal wounds or reduce inflammation, things of those natures, I was like, you're nuts. Like, red light, I've never heard of this. I never saw this, you know, in major magazines or athletes talking about it. Like, what is this? And so I really didn't fully understand it until I understood what light actually was. And, you know, for most of, you know, throughout my life, I looked at light as it's just, you know, other than the sun for vitamin D, I looked at light as it's just illumination. It helps us see. Like, that's the base mechanism of why light's important. But when you actually look deeper, light is actually energy. And it's traveling energy in the forms of waves. And that's exactly what it is. It's electromagnetic radiation. So light is energy. And the sun, you know, the original source of light is full spectrum. And it's delivering many different wavelengths. And a lot of these wavelengths we've really discovered, you know, throughout time, what benefits they bring, you know, the human body. Everybody knows, you know, UVB, UVA, you know, that helps produce and stimulate vitamin D production for the body. We know that infrared heats you, right? And so you see infrared saunas utilizing infrared. Well, it just so happens that, you know, by accident, they discovered in the late 1960s that red light actually helped stimulate hair growth. And what they were trying to do, I can't remember the scientist's name, but they were trying to radiate a tumor off of a rat's tail. And what they ended up doing was actually growing hair on that tumor instead of it being removed. So I thought, huh, that's interesting. And so they started to, you know, to look further and, you know, fast forward all the way to today's time. And man, there's so much clinical research on red light therapy, and specifically red and near infrared. And what it does in the base mechanism is these specific wavelengths of light stimulate a cellular process and stimulates the mitochondria to produce more energy. And for those who aren't familiar with the mitochondria and why that's important, is the mitochondria is an organelle found in almost every cell in the human body, and it's responsible for making energy. And you know, when your cells are making energy and functioning properly, the body's working well. And so that's a requirement, you know, for a healthy human being. And it just so happens red and near infrared stimulate the mitochondria to produce more energy, and specifically cells that are under oxidative stress. And that's important when you're talking about recovery, or you're trying to, reduce maybe some pain in an area. Those cells are typically under oxidative stress. And so giving them a boost and have an uptick in energy, you know, can bring a lot of benefits. So, you know, that's kind of a long-winded answer, but long story short is red and near infrared help stimulate better cellular energy.
Okay, that's what people need to know. Like, the mitochondria is apparently the key to anti-aging. You do near infrared as well as red light. And what's the difference between the two of those? The near infrared has a whole different spectrum of things that it can do for you.
Yeah, and most of that comes down to penetration depth. Both of those wavelengths stimulate mitochondria function and upregulate ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate. And both of those stimulate that. It's just a matter of depth of penetration. So near infrared is invisible to the human eye, and it penetrates just a little deeper. And depending how close you are to the device, how close it is to your skin, it can penetrate fairly deep. And in some studies, you can see that it can actually make its way to the bone. So that's the base difference, is near-infrared penetrates deeper, and you'll see more studies on near-infrared for recovery, muscle recovery, inflammation, those sorts of natures. And then red light, you'll see more more of the clinical studies on skin health. And the main difference is it's not able to penetrate as far as the near infrared because it's a shorter wavelength.
Now, you guys just recently became the official light therapy partner of the San Francisco 49ers, and they even have like a Juve recovery room near the team locker room. And players are using that immediately after games or during, you know, right when they're practicing. So is that your infrared that penetrates deeper tissue recovery at that level? Or is that?
Yeah, that's right. And you think about NFL players, and this is really just sports in general, as we've become a lot smarter as a society of, hey, you know, training is important, but there's this side of recovery that's also very, very important. And a lot of athletes that, you know, can hang around a long time, such as like Tom Brady, for example, you know, he often talks about how important recovery is to maintaining his longevity. And as you age, recovery becomes more important. So teams have then caught on to that. And so they're implementing modalities and routines that can not only keep their players healthy, but also just, you know, improve the longevity. Because if you think about it as a team, if you have players that can actually stay healthy longer, have longer careers, that's better for you. And it's also better for them. They're staying healthier. So the 49ers, I give them a lot of credit. I first got introduced to them, and they became customers. They actually, you know, they believed in the therapy. They had gotten results, and they were customers. And then it just so happens that, you know, they were big fans, and they already, you know, we helped design that recovery room. So it's been great for exposure for us, because it helps bring validation. You know, that this isn't something that's just, you know, a fad that is, you know, that you see on social media, et cetera, that there's actually legitimacy to it. And you can see NFL athletes, you know, using this technology to not only, you know, stay healthy, but perform better, because there's an aspect of performance as well. So yeah, it's a state-of-the-art room. If anyone who's interested in seeing, you can see some images on the juve.com website.
I think I need to get a recovery room like that. So since they've been using it since 2019, have they documented like improved performances throughout their games and seasons, or any direct correlations with people who are injured recover faster?
Yeah, I don't have any anecdotal data. It's a bit hard to try to track data with a sports league, because it has to go through so many channels, and the NFL league office, it's very hard. And then that becomes about, you know, player personal data. So I can't necessarily share any data, but just talking with their training staff and picking their brains and whatnot, athletes that use it on a regular basis, they are always available. And what I mean by that is the athletes that use it are injury prone less, and are always ready for game day. And you know, and that's a tough metric. So the reason being is because sometimes in sports anything can happen, right? You can get hit a certain way and get an injury. But this is helping players that, you know, aren't experiencing a physical contact injury. They're, you know, per their training staff, the athletes that use it, they're not having self-induced injuries, and at a higher rate. Of course, it can still happen, don't get me wrong, but that's been the immediate feedback, is the players absolutely love it and feel a lot better after a game and recovering faster. And if you think about it, it makes sense, right? It's helping reduce oxidative stress in those specific muscle cells. You know, similar to how it's doing that mechanism across the body. So that's what's fascinating about it, is you have at one side, you know, these NFL players that are putting their bodies through, you know, almost like a car accident every Sunday, you know, during the fall. And then you have this other side who's using it just for longevity. I want to make sure I maintain a healthy light. They may be in their 50s, 60s or 70s, and they're boosting mitochondria function. So It's very unique to see a mechanism that and a product that is, you know, literally accessible and available, and everybody should be using it. It's kind of hard to say that for a lot of products.
Very true. How long during the day do you do red light sessions? Is it like 20 minutes every day? Are you doing an hour every day?
So this is our newest product behind me, but if you're watching on video, but I have a full body setup. And so I treat typically on a daily basis. Right now, it's not as much, mainly because I have a 7-month-old daughter. And anybody who has kids knows it's very hard to get free time. So I don't get every day in, but typically if I, you know, before my daughter, it was definitely, 5 to 7 times a week on a daily basis, you know, treating the front side of my body for 10 minutes and then the back side of my body for 10 minutes.
Wow, that's nice. And why don't we just have beds that have that incorporated? Like that should just literally be the next wave. Like if I'm going to sleep anyway, why can't I get bits of red light turned on and aside my bed?
That's a good question. You might not want to talk about that. You might want to go file a patent for that.
Seriously. Are you taking any supplements or nutritional things that are improving your mitochondria as well?
Me personally, I try to always get all my nutrition and vitamins and any supplementation from Whole Foods. And really, you know, I look at it, I'm just from my own philosophy.
Not Whole Foods market, but eating foods.
Eating Whole Foods, correct. Yep. Whole Foods. And I love going to the farmer's market and eating local and supporting local. And so I really try to optimize my health that way. There are some stuff I will potentially dabble in, you would say like a protein shake, that's technically a supplementation, right? So it's different stuff like that, but I'm not a huge, supplement person. So the main things I do for my mitochondria is I make sure I'm well hydrated and, I get, the adequate sleep. I think sleep is something that, you know, so many people, everybody does it obviously, but I think once you can really optimize sleep, that's incredible if you can start doing that. And light's a huge factor in that, you know, blue light, we can talk about that. So, you know, there, as far as the core factors that I do to optimize my mitochondria, aside from, you know, taking any supplements, is I typically intermittent fast. I do red light, I get sun, and then I make sure I'm well hydrated and eat whole foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely intermittent fasting has been really helpful for me too. What made you start on intermittent fasting?
Intermittent fasting, it's interesting. I didn't get into it because of it being like a trend for the ketogenic diet, or most people heard of like the bulletproof diet. I actually read a book, and maybe you've read it. Have you read Circadian Codes by Dr. Sachin Panda?
No, but I've heard of him. I think I should read that.
He's down in the Salk Institute in San Diego, and it's a really amazing book. He pretty much dives into, like, from a scientific standpoint, your circadian rhythm and why intermittent fasting essentially makes sense. And it's pretty remarkable. And so when I understood it from a circadian rhythm aspect, I thought, okay, that's when I started to really look at intermittent fasting. It didn't come from a diet recommendation. It came from me understanding it's good to give your stomach a break from digesting and working. It's good to do that. And that just made sense to me of, just like you wouldn't always want to continue to work a certain muscle, right? You always want to do arm curls every day or squats every day, right? You're never going to allow that, though, you know, those muscles or those areas of the body to recover. So food, I started to look at it as the same way. I need to be giving my stomach a break from working. And also different times of the day, my stomach shuts down. So just because I eat, you know, let's say at 10 o'clock at night, my stomach might not digest that till the morning or the middle of the night. And then that's going to, you know, affect my sleep. And so really from an intermittent fasting standpoint, I looked at it because it made sense from a circadian rhythm standpoint. And when you can optimize your circadian rhythm, you can see really big changes, and intermittent fasting just naturally plays a role in that. Because you know, if you look back through time, they always intermittent fasted, and they didn't even necessarily know they were doing it. I mean, think about it. Before you brought light into the home, the average American slept around 9.5 hours, and mainly because without light, what are you going to do at night?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how many, and I say this like people, like there's an audience, but like raising your hand, like how many people, if you're sitting by a campfire at night, you start to get kind of sleepy because it's very calming. There's not other lights around. You get kind of sleepy, and that's typically what would happen. But when we brought light in the home, you know, in the early 1920s and fast forward to now, we've shaved off about 3 hours average sleep. So the average American sleeps 6.5, and that's the average.
Yeah.
You know, there's a huge population below that average. And so it all ties together. And that's what we really try to preach at Juve is, you know, light is important. But there needs to be a balance of all these things, of the food, the recovery, the nutrition. There needs to be a balance. And when you can balance the scale, your body can really do incredible things.
That's so true. How would you tell the consumer to differentiate between all the different red light devices that are out there? Because now there are quite a few and it becomes, you know, very confusing. Do we go with BioLite, Saluma, Juve? Like, how do we know what's a good reputable brand?
Sure. I think that's a great question because, you know, there has become a lot of competing products to Juve specifically. We were the first at-home full body light therapy system on the market. Since then we've seen a lot of fast followers. And I would say the biggest difference between Juve and those companies is just what our mission is we are trying to make the best products and the most effective, that can be done. We're trying to make it the best experience. And that's our mission. A lot of these other companies, you know, they're fast followers. And when it comes to this therapy, you don't just want to shine any sort of light on your body. You want to make sure it's coming from a credible source. It hasn't been safety tested. Is it approved for human use? Our new generation products have passed all those rigorous safety testing, have passed. So it's safe to use. There's so many things just because somebody necessarily puts, you know, sources a product and puts up a website and you don't have any third-party data behind it and no idea where that is coming from, you know, you should just ask those questions and see, do they have these certifications? Have you passed, you know, safety testing? So with Juve, we've really just over years of customer feedback gone in and redesigned. We're on our third generation now. And some big changes we made with our third generation was making the experience, you know, a lot easier for the customer. So, for example, we have a door system, and instead of just hanging it on a door hook with our new generation, we made it so it's completely solid on there and you can raise it by a pole up and down versus it hanging by a pulley system that when you would open the door, it would swing back and forth. So just little changes like that, we've just gone in and really, you know, perfected it. And part of that is just us having experience, us being in the industry longer, knowing, you know, what makes a good product. So that's my base answer is, not only do we have, you know, Bluetooth capability, do we have an app that you can track your treatments, control your device with your app. We have an ambient setting. So if you want to ditch the blue light at night, you can use, you know, a lower dim red light that just comes off our device. We have a pulsed feature that no other products can offer. And the pulse is really interesting. And it's really interesting, especially when it comes to performance and recovery. And specifically recovery, because what the research is now showing that you can follow up and read on is the pulse actually is a little bit better for cells that are under oxidative stress. And a couple of those theories is one, it's not as intense. And so imagine cells that are under oxidative stress, they're already stressed, right? So delivering a ton of energy, you know, that's a lot for those cells to handle. But a pulse, imagine it's on off. And it's just enough little by little for those cells to take in that and respond to it, you know? And so, when you look at comparison studies that they have done, continuous wave versus pulse, the pulse delivered quicker results and better healing versus continuous wave. So those are some of the things that we're doing. We continue to try to advance. We work with, you know, clinical researchers in the field. We're involved in research. So that's just kind of what, you know, Juve is about. We're trying to, one, make the best products we can, and also learn more about this therapy so we can provide more education to the consumers.
People are buying red lights right off of Amazon, made in China. And then I've heard case reports of, you know, people getting damage to their eyes from the red light is not the correct wavelength. And I just think that's something that as consumers, you need to be so careful of, because you could be shining a light on your face and into your pupils and retina that can be very damaging, and who knows what standards of production.
So I'm really glad you said that, Dr. Kane. And our products are made in Malaysia. We actually work with a firm here in California designing them, and then we manufacture in Malaysia. And so I'm glad you said that, because I that's very, very, very important. So there, you know, our products have been safety tested, and there's a reason we, with our new generation, we provided eyewear, because our intensity of the near infrared is increased, and because we've focused in on the beam angle, so the light is directed directly at the user versus losing more to the left and the right. It's shining more straightforward, and so when with the intensity higher, with our safety testing, they said, hey, you know, you're at a very extreme low risk for near infrared for the eyes. So it's our recommendation that you provide eyewear if you want to have this safety mark. And so we provide eyewear, and we recommend anytime you're using near infrared, you use the eyewear, because we went through that safety test. And so you hit it, the nail on the head. So many companies overseas, you know, and you have no idea if they're reputable, are just slinging product. And, you know, people throw up a website and then they start selling, and they have no idea, you know, what that could potentially risks they're opening people up to by selling that and telling them the information unless they've completed that testing.
Right. And then your panel, both near infrared or red light, you can just switch it on or choose the setting that does both or either.
Yep. You got it. You can choose between red or near infrared, or have both of them on at the same time.
And then talk a little bit about what's the difference between sauna and red light therapy, because on Instagram, we're all looking at influencers wrapping themselves in sauna tents and blankets, and it's getting to be confusing. Like, what's the difference?
So the main difference is going to be just the mechanism of action. And so red light therapy contains red and near infrared, and a sauna is more mid and far. And they have different mechanisms. It's similar words, right? You hear infrared, but they're doing very different things. An infrared sauna primarily uses mid and far. And what those wavelengths do is they're primarily absorbed by the water in your tissue, and they heat you up. You feel the heat. And as your body heats up, you have heat shock proteins that kick off, and then your body starts to sweat to keep its temperature down. And then you eventually detox, increase cardiovascular, you know, many different things to saunas. It's, you know, I highly recommend sauna. I enjoy them, but that's the mechanism. It's designed to put a stress on you, and it's designed to have you sweat and then detox, and then all these other benefits. Near infrared is the opposite. It is actually providing energy, and it's not putting it. And you know, you could theoretically say it's a teeny stress, but no one notices the minor stress, because your cells respond very, you know, very quickly. And so that's the main difference. Red and near infrared light therapy is providing energy, and a sauna is putting stress on your body to detox. Both are great. And actually, we recommend to customers, it's great to use, you know, your light therapy system after the sauna, because no doubt about it, when you come out of the sauna, your body just got done through a workout. And mainly it's through the workout, because it's working hard to maintain your body temperature so it doesn't overheat. That's why you sweat. Similar to if you went in the cold and did a cold, a cold shower, or you jumped in a cold tub, you shiver, right? And your body shivers, and it actually burns. It can burn white fat tissue, you know, to stay warm, you know, so you maintain that internal temperature. So that's the main difference: red light therapy, energy; sauna, stress.
So the correct order would be sauna first, then red light second. It's always confusing. Yeah. And do you steam? What do you do first? Steam room and then sauna and then red light? Or
I know.
And steam.
It gets to be so many things. And you know, I think part of that is interesting where we've come as a society is, you know, the main, you know, my personal belief is why red and near infrared is so effective is because most of our lives now are spent indoors. You know, the Environmental Protection Agency released a stat in 2019 that over 90% of Americans spend their entire, you know, their 90% of their lifetimes being spent indoors.
That's sad to hear that.
It is.
Mine is like 95%. That's even more sad now.
It's high. And a lot of people, even with COVID, got higher, you know, and I don't think we're going to see a reversal on that trend. And, you know, there's many different things we're missing, right? The sun, as I mentioned in the beginning, is full spectrum. And so if we're just looking at the sun for the benefit for vitamin D, well, then, you know, your physician or doctor is going to say, well, you know, let just supplement with, you know, with a vitamin D supplement. Very rarely do they tell you, make sure you're getting outside more. They're just going to tell you to get, you know, take a vitamin D supplement, which, you know, I'm not against taking a vitamin D supplement, but again, the sun is full spectrum. Look at all these other wavelengths that you're missing out from being in the sun. Mm-hmm. You know, there's many different, and there's a lot of wavelengths, Dr. K, that we still don't have fully understand what they do and the benefit that they bring. There's a reason it's full spectrum, and there's a reason humans thrive, you know, on Earth, and everything else thrives by the sun, you know? And so it's just that important. And even from a circadian rhythm standpoint, blue light, how it stimulates cortisol, red, how it gets you ready for bed. It's like, you know, you kind of think as humans, we kind of screw things up more going against nature, you know, than we do following it.
The smarter we get, like the dumber we act, but
I know.
It's very true. I think is so for an inexpensive alternative to buying a red light panel is more outdoor exposure. And then it does sunscreen impact red light absorption?
It does. And I want to be clear on that. Like just, you know, you'd have to be out there quite a bit of time to get the amount of dosage that you would get, you know, from a red and near infrared light therapy. And also depending on what type of benefit you're looking for, you know, so it's not necessarily, you know, just getting out in the sun will replace, you know, can do what a red light therapy device can do, but it definitely is better than not. I mean, for sure. It's definitely better than not.
Do you believe in this philosophy that humans have a chlorophyll like equivalent with their mitochondria, that they absorb some energy through the sun and their mitochondria feel it the same way that plants need sun for chlorophyll to power them?
That's a good question. I think we are very similar to plants and we benefit from sunlight. I mean, if you look at some data, go look at like high risk like diseases and cancers. You know, areas where the sun is stronger in, you know, in the lower latitude of the United States versus like the upper Northwest and different areas where it's cloudy, like there is a minor increased risk of skin cancer, but like it's a drastic decrease of like breast cancer. All these other diseases and cancers go way down when the sun exposure is higher. So like that tells me of like, you know, I'm definitely not a medical researcher, but just looking at that data and talking with people, like the sun's important. It brings more benefit than it does harm. You know, can it cause skin cancer? Of course it probably can, you know, and our different skin tones more sensitive and stuff like that. And that's where you have to talk to your doctor or an expert. But, you know, the sun is, you know, I mean, it's what powers the universe. It's what powers Earth. If you take the sun away, you know, nothing exists. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when you're looking at what is the most important thing to Earth, it's the sun. I mean, our food grows by the sun. You know, we take energy from the sun. It heats the Earth. You know, everything benefits from the sun.
Definitely. You've seen, as I've seen, like a lot of influencers on Instagram, has Instagram been very popular to like pushing forward the red light therapy movement? Are you using, you know, that platform to push your message and helping you guys convey the importance of red light?
Yeah. I think definitely when you can work with folks who want to educate, you know, no different than yourself, someone who wants to spread awareness of modalities and therapies people can be using, for sure. And working with people that, you know, can help get that message, because I put myself in consumers' shoes is when I first heard of red light therapy. In fact, I had a Juve device for over 8 months before I touched it. My sister had sent one and started telling me all these things. And I was like, I've never heard of this. I don't see athletes doing it. I've never seen it on social media. Like I've never seen it at gyms. Get out of here with red light. And now, you know, that's changing and working with the right people, helping spread the message, that's definitely been effective. You know, without a doubt. But you know, those channels are effective to help spread awareness, but you can't effectively do that unless what you're actually telling people works. And, you know, and that's what's been, you know, you'd like to say like, what's been Juve's secret sauce and what has been, you know, how have they grown and stuff like that. And all I can really say is it's because it works. Mm-hmm. You know, people try it and they feel the difference. They see the difference it makes in their skin, in their sleep, just how they feel. And then when, not only that anecdotally, but you go look and see, this is really backed by a lot of research. You know, there's well over 1,000 clinical studies on red and near infrared, and not just like clinical studies that are, you know, done by mom and pop shops. They are double blind, placebo controlled. They are highly reputable studies that show the efficacy. And in fact, they, you know, it's so widespread that they keep discovering more and more and more of what, you know, what red and near infrared can potentially do. And something most recent was, and there are studies that are going to be released soon, how it's showing red and near infrared, the impact, the positive impact it has on your gut microbiome, and how it potentially is reducing inflammation in the gut. And they've proved this in mice. And from the researchers I've talked to, that they have human studies that are coming soon where they've shown the same effect. And so, you know, if you're thinking about all these areas head to toe, right? Like skin health, muscle recovery, we've participated in light, very light research with hormones and seen a major impact. You know, all these areas, anywhere this light touches has a benefit. And it really goes back to, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it goes back to, if you can positively affect your cells and they can start working better, you know, your body's going to function as it should. And that's what's really neat about red light therapy. It doesn't make you superhuman. It just kind of helps get your body back to par as it should. Because if you start, you know, I personally don't believe we need to be, we have to be, you know, by the age of 30, our testosterone just keeps dropping every year. And it just keeps decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. I don't believe that has to be the case. I think that's a result of you know, your mitochondria and those areas starting to produce less energy and they're less effective. You know, so I do believe we can stay healthier longer, and it's about figuring it out. And it really starts on a cellular level.
That's so true. Is there a direction that you want this field to go in, or how do you envision in the next 4 or 5 years that Juve and red light panels will grow?
Yeah. You know, I would have, if it was my dream scenario, I would love, you know, and find a way to make it as easy and accessible as possible. Because, you know, if you think about the consumers and just where things are going, you know, with our products, you need to dedicate some time, right? You need to dedicate some time. And a lot of people like to meditate, do breath work, but how could you seemingly, and flawlessly implement it into someone's routine without, you know, without them losing, you know, with them being able to multitask? And you can now, of course, you can sit there on your phone, listen to a podcast, different things like that. So, you know, that's something that, you know, personal goal is how can we, you know, perfect how it's delivered to the user, so it's, you know, it fits in with their daily life and routine. And then how can we find a way, you know, to almost just make sure everybody knows about red and near infrared light therapy and that it can be accessible to any home.
Most certainly. And I think as we age, like, you know, treating arthritis, treating older individuals, and just improving like overall mood and feeling of wellness, like there's so many benefits to the red light therapy. But I think one of our main thrusts should be incorporating it into every patient's, like, even in their physical medical exam, like when they go in with their internist. I don't think any internists are thinking of regenerative wellness and recovery. And I think they're all about treating disease, and the preventative stuff is still all about giving you pills and doing tests and medications, but not so much like the proactive things we can do like this.
I agree. And I think that, you know, if I could piggyback off of that, is how can we get to, instead of system treating, how can we get to just really focusing on preventative and keeping your body healthy and investing in your health? And not only that, but you know, hopefully it's someday there's like, you know, this stuff can be taught to people. How do you, you know, cause essentially when you enter in, and I'm sure you're in this same vein, when you enter in kind of the alternative health and wellness, you kind of have to unlearn everything you thought about health. Right. Mm-hmm. And you unlearn all of that stuff and you kind of relearn it as, and it makes sense to me now just because we've been involved in this industry for quite some time now. But, you know, if I rewind myself, like I didn't know anything about, you know, food sensitivity tests. I didn't know certain foods could cause, you know, irritation to my gut. It could be inflamed. It could cause digestion issues. I didn't know, you know, sleep was that important for your hormones, for your cognitive function, like all these basic fundamental things. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I had no idea, you know? And so if there's a way that could be educated to people so they know, because I think a lot of people generally would follow it, but they just don't know. And there's so much crap out there that people see that hoodwinks them and they don't want to fall for something gimmicky like that again, right? They've seen all the infomercials. They've seen all the stuff that tells you. So I think there's like a natural defense where people see something and they, you know, they almost think it can't do that. Like I haven't heard of it. And it takes so many more times for them to see it, to believe it. So, you know, I think if this stuff could be taught at a younger age, so people went in and were better prepared for longevity through their life versus reacting to, man, I have knee pain, man, I have arthritis, man, I didn't, you know, now I'm doing a paleo diet or now I'm doing this and I didn't know, you know, that's reactionary. Yeah. But how could we get it to be proactive would be something that would be awesome to see.
That would be so great if we teach this to people in their 20s and then they're doing it all through their 30s, 40s, and then they stay healthy in their 50s and 60s. But instead, in the wellness industry is like a bunch of 40 to 50 year olds who are trying to not get old. And they've already started feeling the oldness kick in, you know, would be an amazing shift. So like, you know, working with younger people and social media is kind of good to get the message out.
Definitely.
I love your philosophy, but thank you so much for taking time to chat with me about red light therapy. I have so many brilliant ideas for anti-aging the face and beauty, not just beauty and wellness, but also, you know, feeling good and internally like turning on your anti-aging clocks with your mitochondria. But where can people find you on your Instagram and Juve's Instagram?
So if you're interested in learning more about Juve, you can find us at Juve Social, or you could head to our website at juve.com. And if you go to our website, there's two places that I encourage you to go. Don't go to the shop page. First, go to the science page and just start reading. Start reading. Don't take my word for it. Go there and read and see what it's all about. And then also to go to the reviews page and just see what people are saying. These reviews, you know, people, they fill them out and they go right up to our website. They're unedited. You can see what people are saying, how it's impacting their life. And I'm going to use a quote from my friend, Taro, who's the founder of Four Sigmaticas. Don't go follow me on social media. Go find yourself first.
That's a good one. But if you want to check out Juve, it's J-O-O-V-V. And that's really super interesting. Maybe I will get to meet you in person if you're ever in Los Angeles or we go to a wellness conference. I would love to meet you in person and definitely want to check out Juve's panels. That's it for now, guys. You can start using red light therapy if you want to age and be your brilliant best as you age, if you want to anti-age. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces and wellness and beauty. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's it for now. And I hope you guys will all think about incorporating red light into your regimen. It's so easy. It's so good for your skin. It gives you this glowy feeling of wellness. And I think it's something you really need to read about. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.